Of course, the apostles and their immediate disciples left us many writings, which we have in the New Testament. But since the early church had these authoritative writings, why did they think it was important to summarize the teachings of the New Testament in a simple document like the Apostles' Creed?
From their earliest days, Christians understood the Scriptures as the source of divine revelation, the unique source that God revealed to Himself, now ultimately in Jesus Christ, and the Scriptures as the witness to that. But the problem is that as soon as you start to ask, what do the Scriptures teach, you find that just having the Bible alone isn't sufficient, because each of the heretical groups, say the Gnostics and the Donatists and the Montanists, all also use Scripture and argue that their understanding was a function of what the Scriptures was teaching as well. And so from the earliest days, the Christians began to say something more than what the Bible said, that is, in these creeds and confessions, not to supplant the Bible as something that wasn't sufficient, but in realization that what the Bible says needs to be explained. And from the earliest days, this was called, among many of the early church fathers, the regula fide, or the rule of faith. And you can find this in many of the early authors, but one of the most famous ones is a man named Irenaeus. And he used this very striking and memorable illustration. He said that bits and pieces of the Bible are like tiles that make up a mosaic. And you can take tiles of a mosaic and put them together into many different pictures. But what you need to make the right picture is a key, or the Greek word, a hypothesis, that shows you what is the correct way to put the tiles together to make the correct picture. What Irenaeus' argument was that the heretics of his own day, the ones who were also using the Scriptures and arguing from the Scriptures what they meant but were understanding them incorrectly, what they did was they made a wrong picture, and he famously said they turned the picture of Jesus into that of a fox rather than that of a king. And so, again, the issue is that we need to not just have the Bible, even though that is the source of divine revelation, we need help to understand what is a proper reading of the Bible, and creeds and confessions, and one of the earliest being the Apostles' Creed, are a great help to that end.
In addition to responding to false teaching, the creed was used in worship contexts as people were baptized and people would recite the creed to solidify understanding people had of the Scriptures. Most people didn't have their own Bibles, and so we needed to have a clear teaching of Christian teaching for people to reiterate when they would gather as the church to emphasize what we believe.